You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this podcast demonstration of an app called Dropvox. I'm Scott Davert. Dropvox, D-R-O-P-V-O-X, is an app that allows you to record audio and then have that audio uploaded to Dropbox. So if you don't have a Dropbox account, you won't be able to use this app. Dropbox is free. The service is free. There are certainly paid options available, but you can set one up for free and then record audio that you can play on other devices. This app has been out for about 5 years, I would say. Definitely at least four. It was about 4 years old when I got it. I decided to record a demo on it because I was working with somebody who wanted a way to record audio from their iPod and upload that audio so that they could use it on other devices. They did not want to have to mess around with another device like a Bluetooth keyboard or even the on-screen keyboard, but wanted a quick way to take notes that they could later access, things like phone numbers and so on and so forth. Enter Dropvox. Dropvox is $1.99 in the U.S. App Store. Dropbox itself, as I said before, is completely free. And this particular device, my iPod 6, I have not yet launched this app. But we're going to change that right now. Voice over focus is set to Dropvox on the home screen. I'll go ahead and double tap and we'll go through the setup process.
Dropvox, alert, Dropvox would like to access the microphone. Dropvox would like to send you notifications. Dropvox would like to access the microphone.
That's important. You can't really use a recording app for audio if you don't let the app access the microphone.
Don't allow button.
So I'm going to allow that. I'll flick right again for the second time to
okay button.
The okay button and double tap.
Okay. Dropvox would like to send you notifications.
I have never received a notification from Dropvox. I don't know if that is actually something Dropvox does, but it doesn't hurt to enable it, so I'll flick twice to the right to say okay.
Don't allow button. Okay button. Okay. Dropvox. Link to Dropbox button.
So the first thing you have to do is link it to a Dropbox account. There are
settings, dimmed button.
The settings icon on the screen, those are the only two options that you'll see here, but that's dimmed because a lot of the settings that are in there actually are dependent on having your Dropbox account linked to the app itself. I'll go ahead and go in here and link my Dropbox account. I'll flick to the left one time.
Link to Dropbox button. Link to alert. Dropbox wants to open Dropbox. Open button. Cancel button.
Those are your two options. But again, you don't want to cancel because without Dropbox being linked, you can't really use this app. So I'll flick left one time back to
open button.
Open.
Open. Drop.
Okay. And I'll flick right here.
Dropbox heading. CU8OS78NG8LO7MKA50TKN2ZXK60TRRYIGC6H5VJ0. Image.
All right. Well, that's a really nicely labeled image, isn't it? I'll keep going.
Dropbox. Would like access to the files and folders in your Dropbox. Learn more. Link. Allow.
I'll double tap allow.
Allow. Dropbox. Record. Button.
And now it is linked. You don't have to enter your username and password to do this, and the reason why is because it did launch the Dropbox app, which already has access to all of my information. That is definitely a good thing, and you definitely want to set up Dropbox before you come in here and set up Dropvox. Let's go ahead and take a look at the settings screen.
Settings button. Settings. Settings done button.
And done is in the upper left corner. Obviously, we're not done yet. I'll flick to the right.
Settings, heading. Play indicator sounds, switch button, on.
So there are sounds, and I recommend leaving these on. We'll get into why here in a little bit.
Record in background, switch button, off.
So if you exit the Dropbox app with this particular feature turned off. Once you hit the home screen or once you move away from the app, the recording will stop. I don't like that. There are times when I want to be able to use my device for other things. I'll go ahead and turn that on now.
On. Record in higher quality. Switch button off.
Record in higher quality. Depending on what you're recording, that may make a difference. It definitely takes up more file size or disk space.
Record on launch. Switch button off.
Record on launch is a feature that allows you to open the app and it will automatically start recording. I'm going to leave that off for now. But if you're somebody that wants to take notes through this means, so you don't have to mess around with the record button. And then also consequently, if you don't want to mess around with stopping Dropbox, you could come in here and the second you launch the app, the recording will begin. And the second you leave it, it will stop. So that's a good quick way to take notes if you prefer to do your notes in some sort of audio form and have them available on multiple devices.
Choose upload folder button.
So here we can choose the upload folder. I'll come back to that.
Unlink from Dropbox button.
You can also unlink to Dropbox if you want. So say, for example, you get a different account that you want to share with, or if you have any other reason to unlink it, that you want to link it to another account, you can come in here and do that and then just go through the setup process as we did before.
Dropbox 2.1.1, copyright signed 2014 Irradiated Software, LLC.
And that is the information about the company and when this version came out and so forth.
Help button.
You can get help. I'll let you look at that on your own.
Help button.
And that's it. I'm going to flick back to the left three times.
Drop, unlink, choose upload folder button.
And let's choose an upload folder. If you do not create one, and you don't have to, Dropbox will create a folder called Dropbox and restore all of your recordings in there. The other thing you could do if you really want is if you are sharing a folder with somebody and you want them to have access to a bunch of recordings that you're doing, you can come in here, change it at any time, first of all, and then second of all, set it to whatever folder you're sharing with them, and then all your recordings will automatically come in here. So let's go ahead and double tap.
Done. Dropbox, Dropbox, back button, Dropbox, heading.
And now I have all of my folders in my Dropbox.
Cancel button.
You can cancel it, of course.
Error loading folder, dimmed. Upload here button. New folder button. New folder button.
And you can create a new folder, which it does by default, and that is the Dropbox folder. And it is taking a little bit of time to create an index of my list of folders. Let me go back to the top and see if it's done that yet.
Error loading folder dimmed. Upload here button. New folder button. Upload error loading folder dimmed. Cancel button. Dropbox heading. Dropbox back button. Dropbox heading. Cancel, Dropbox, heading, cancel, digital mother.
So for some reason, I have no idea why, we got some sort of, I didn't get this earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and leave it in so that if you get that, you can do what I did and double tap and it will then bring up your list of folders, which we now have available.
Dropbox, heading.
I tapped with four fingers at the top of the screen so that I can get to the top of my list.
Cancel button. Amy and Scott.
So now here are all of my folders.
Applevis. Applevis blog.
And I could choose any one of these folders to upload to. I'm actually going to put it in a folder called my iPhone. So I'm going to scroll up with four fingers here to, three fingers to get further down the list.
Rows 9 to 22 of 32.
Now I can flick to the right.
My iPhone.
There it is. I'll double tap.
Dropbox. Back button. My iPhone. Heading. Cancel. Button. Excel 2007 JFW.
So now we have a list of the different things in this folder. If I want to choose it, I'll go
M. Upload here. Button.
To the right, past the folders, and we have upload here. Because if you have a folder within a folder that you want to put these audio recordings in, you also have that option. I'll go ahead and double tap now.
Upload here. Settings, done, button.
And I think we're done with the settings screen. I'll go ahead and double tap on done.
Done. Record button.
And now we're back to the main screen, which has the record button and...
Settings, button.
And that's it.
Settings, settings, button.
There's nothing else on this screen. Very clean interface, very easy to use.
Record button.
And let's go ahead and record something now. You can also hear the difference between the mic I'm using here to record and the iPod 6 microphone, if you're interested. You heard that tone, and it means that I am now recording. Technically, I'm recording in stereo. I'm recording into two microphones. And now if I flick to the right,
stop button,
there's nothing. The only thing on this screen at the moment is the stop button. If you do want to pause the recording, you do have that option. It's a little bit different than most of the gestures that we normally see with VoiceOver, but it is certainly doable. I'll go ahead and put one finger on the stop button.
Stop button.
And now, with another finger on the screen, anywhere, I'll double tap with one finger. Again, holding my other finger on the stop button. And you heard that tone? That means we're now paused. It was a lower pitch tone than what we had prior. And if we look at the screen now,
record button.
We have the record button.
Settings button.
And the settings button. That's it.
Record button.
It's assuming that if you want to pause the recording that you're going to resume it, there's no stop button. You could double tap the record button and then double tap the stop button immediately thereafter. But for the purposes of demoing the pause feature, I'm not going to do that. I'll go ahead and double tap on record. And now we're recording again. Hello, iPod. Let's see how crappy your quality of microphone is compared to what I'm using now. If it's anything like the iPhone 6S, it's not all that bad. So now if I want to stop this recording, I can double tap the stop button. There it goes. And you heard that tone. That tone means that the file has successfully uploaded to Dropbox. If you are in a situation where you don't want to use your data, for example, or maybe you're in a situation where you don't have a reliable connection, you can continue to record files and they will upload when you get into an area where you have a signal. I haven't tested the limits on this, but I did record three separate files when I had my iPhone in airplane mode and they all uploaded just fine. So if I want to verify that the file has posted, that would actually be a good reason for a notification, I think, in case you missed that tone. It's pretty discreet. You can actually go into your Dropbox app. I'm going to do that now. I'm going to leave this app.
Dropbox. Doc. Dropbox. Dropbox. Offline files. Heading.
And right now we're in offline files. I'm actually going to go to recent files, which is the first tab.
Files. Tab. 2. Recents. Tab. 1 of 5.
Now I will tap the upper left corner of the screen.
Recents. Search your files. Search field. Today. Heading. DV2016-01-09-164342.mp3. File. You added 1 minute ago.
And it's already there. So that's a pretty nice feature. You'll notice it is MP3 format instead of M4A, which means it's, I think anyway, a more widely accepted format to pretty much any device you'd want to play it to. Although M4A is pretty much a standard anymore as well. But in the older versions of this app, they were M4A files. Anyway, I'll go ahead and double tap on this file now so we can hear how wonderful the iPod 6 microphone sounds.
DV2016-01.
You heard that tone, and it means that I am now recording. Technically, I'm recording in stereo. I'm recording into two microphones.
I sound so dorky.
And now if I flick to the right, there's nothing. The only thing on this screen at the moment is the stop button. If you do want to pause the recording, you do have that option. It's a little bit different than most of the gestures that we normally see with VoiceOver, but it is certainly doable. I'll go ahead and put one finger on the stop button. And now, with another finger on the screen, anywhere, I'll double tap
with one finger. Again, holding my other finger on the stop button. And now we're recording again. Hello, iPod. Let's see how crappy your quality of microphone is compared to what I'm using now. If it's anything like the iPhone 6S, it's not all that bad. So now if I want to stop this recording, I can double tap the stop button.
And there it goes. So that is my demonstration of the Dropvox app. Again, you can pick it up for $1.99 in the U.S. App Store. I hope that you found this podcast helpful. I hope that you have a great day. And if you do want to contact me, you can do so. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. That's ScottDavert @gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter username is scottdavert.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.